BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, we get a life update from one of our favourite listeners, Nicole from Pontypridd. Also, the Who game is back, me and Chris versus the Radio 1 listeners. And people of West Yorkshire, let us treat you to a Chris Stark guide to Bradford.
One!
Oh, I'm stressed.
What's wrong?
It's Tidy Friday again soon.
Oh, the email's gone round, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of workplaces will be able to relate to this. Every now and again, there is a Tidy Friday here at Radio 1, and we have to clear everything. Coffee cups, newspapers, and the space beneath our desks should be visible, and there should be almost nothing under our desk or besides our feet.
But I've been guilty of this in the past. I've sort of hoarded stuff here at Radio 1, but some people, like, the simple thing to do is just to keep it all tidy, right? But then the threatening emails start coming. It's a bit like 2 weeks to Tidy Friday, it's all very jolly. 1 week to Tidy Friday, and you better do it.
Yeah.
And then a couple of days before, if you do not tidy on Tidy Friday,
or
it
before,
it will be tossed.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, your stuff will be bin bagged.
Right, your stuff will literally be... I mean, it's necessary, I get it.
I wouldn't mess with the person sending the emails either.
Oh, absolutely not.
So...
She runs this town.
Yeah, yes.
Right, yes. So, if it's in red, then that means do it.
Yeah.
Because it will. Everything will be chucked out.
Keep it tidy on a Friday. That's what I say.
Absolutely. It's just... I haven't had a desk for about 5 years.
You have got a desk, you just never visited.
I have not got a desk.
And it's very untidy, but everything on it will get thrown.
I don't have a desk.
You know what's hanging up by your desk? The suit from my wedding, which was now over a year ago.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, have you heard our listener Nicole before? Regular listeners will know about Nicole. We first met her when she told us she was leaving Wales for the very first time. Never left Wales before. First time on a plane, and she was going to Amsterdam. Have you ever seen clogs?
No.
Because that's what everyone wears in Holland.
Oh, clogs with the holes in.
Not Crocs.
Oh.
No one wants those.
They're like a wooden shoe.
Clogs.
You know, imagine like a proper wooden shoe, like really heavy.
Well, they don't wear them.
They do.
Yeah, they do. You'll see them on sale everywhere.
In the shops.
Yeah.
That's hideous.
Love her.
And then she became our celebrity interviewer. We asked her who her absolute favourite celebs of all time were. She said Deborah Meaden and Eamon Holmes. So then she interviewed actual Eamon Holmes.
Nicole, good afternoon to you.
Oh, my God. Hello. Oh, I feel like I'm going to cry.
Am I really top of your list, or did Scott could he just not get anybody else?
No, you are, honestly. I'm shaking.
Don't be shaking. It's just a conversation between you and me. Imagine you and me are in your local cafe or in your sitting room or down at the pub or whatever, and we just talk away.
Down Spoons.
Yeah, okay.
Imagine you're in Spoons with Eamon.
Oh, I'd have him on the shelf.
Right, so we're going to catch up with Nicole at 1:40 this afternoon. She is going to Reading Festival this weekend and is, as we found out before, a massive fan of Foo Fighters. So we'll just check in with her at 1:40 this afternoon. It'd be nice to catch up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we've been asking you to print off pictures of us and replace the pictures in frames, maybe in your house, in your nan's house, at a furniture shop. A lot of people are going to IKEA and doing it.
It's incredible how many people have got involved in this, actually. Because I thought one or two might do it as a bit of a laugh, but we're getting so many pictures through on socials.
There's a couple of good ones. I think we're going to speak to somebody later on who... I think one of their parents or their step-parents is away on holiday at the moment, from what I gather, and... She's taken this chance to replaced pictures of her stepdad with pictures of us, but in the actual frames next to other members of the family.
I like joining the family.
It's so great. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Our listener Cole from South Wales, until recently had never left Wales, went on a plane to Amsterdam, and you just seem to generally enjoy her catch-ups with us, so we're going to do one next. This is what happened when we spoke to her a while back now.
Well, I want to go Reading, but I don't think my work colleague is going to come with me.
What's the Reading Festival?
Yeah, Reading.
Yeah.
Oh, sort us out free tickets. Come on.
That's what I mean. Whilst you're on Radio 1, this is what you should be trying to blag.
Oh, my God, don't know.
Look, I'll tell you what, like, we give you 30 seconds, right, to explain why you should come to Reading Festival. And we'll put a timer on it and everything. You can really try and sell why you should be there.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Go.
3, 2, 1, go.
I absolutely am number one Foo Fighters fan.
That's three seconds.
Yeah, but that's all I got.
Nicole, do you know what would be fascinating? You meeting Dave Grohl. That would be an amazing moment. Do you know what I mean?
Don't.
Imagine that.
I'm sorry. I would, I don't know.
What?
I would fall to my knees, like.
Don't say that.
No, not like that. No, not like that. Not like that. I just mean, I'd sink, like.
Let's sink. Oh, I miss you.
I miss you too, Chris.
That's Scott.
Scott.
Yeah. Scott.
Yes, whoever.
One of us.
Whoever. Right, we'll catch up with Nicole next. Scott Mills. Okay, let's catch up with our listener, Nicole. That was Ed Sheeran and Khalid on Radio 1.
Hello?
Nicole?
Hello?
It's Scott and Chris.
Hello.
Hello.
You okay?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, you?
Yeah.
What's news?
What does that mean?
What's going on?
I've had a nephew.
You've got a nephew.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you going to be the cool auntie? What kind of auntie do you think you're going to be?
I'm going to be the auntie. Do you know where the parents say no? I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is going to be you, actually.
I'm the auntie that ruins Christmas.
Okay. Any boyfriends going on at the moment?
No, nothing. Still single.
Oh,
I've been watching celebs go dating all day, actually.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
We've not talked about this on the show, but I've been watching a bit of this myself.
What's your favourite?
Can I tell you my least favourite is?
Yeah, go on.
I'm not mad on Lauren Goodjaw.
I like Lee. Is it Lee?
Lee Ryan.
Yeah, I like him. He's really funny.
I like
he does his eyes.
Yeah, and singing. He is he's a TV gift, Lee Ryan.
I didn't know him before.
Have you? No. So you'd never heard of Blue?
I heard of Blue. I don't know their songs. I know Westlife, the Mandy song.
Near enough.
The Mandy song.
Yeah. Wicked. Ooh. Okay. Well, look, we're really excited for you because you're going
to... I'm low on iron as well, if you want to know that. I'm anemic.
Oh, gosh.
There's a lot going on there.
I went to the doctors and, you know, they said you're low on iron, but they didn't say I was low on iron. They said I was anemic. So I was like, oh, my God, you're telling me on a Wednesday afternoon I got 3 days to live. She said, no, Nicole, you're low on iron. You just need broccoli. And stuff.
Oh, thank God for that.
It's tricky. Isn't
it? I know.
It is tricky, these chats with the doctors.
I know. So I got to have my blood done now next week.
Well, look.
Have you been eating more broccoli?
Yeah, I've been eating cabbage. I had cabbage on my dinner yesterday. I've been eating broccoli.
I think it's tricky, isn't it? When you're not sure what's going on, it can be a confusing situation. Mm. However, it sounds like you're doing okay with your broccoli and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, I love my vegetables, but I literally thought I had 3 days left to live. Like, I was like, I got Reading next week. Like, I need to go.
So you are going to Reading Festival?
Yeah, well, you don't want to miss that, do you?
No.
So, you got Post Malone. What are your views on him?
I like two of his songs, that's all.
Just the two?
Just the two. Taking Shots and Better Now. I like those two.
So you're going to see two songs from Post Malone and then probably go and get a drink, innit?
I'm not going for the weekend. I couldn't afford that.
Okay.
Just going for the day.
So who's on your day?
Foo Fighters. Oh. I am number one Foo Fighter fan, and my brother.
We've discussed this before. You love
Foo Fighters, yeah.
What about Reading as a whole then? Do you feel prepared? I mean, what's the clothing situation going to be? Have you decided?
Oh, yes. I've got it on my door ready. He's hanging up and everything.
Already? Right, I can't wait to hear about this. Wait there, Nicole.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're with Nicole. Okay. We're just having a catch-up. Okay, Nicole, talk me through the Reading outfit.
Right, I'm looking at it right now. It's like a black mesh dress. It's stunning. Looks like I'm going to a funeral, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay, where's it from? River?
No, let me see. Pretty Little Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got that.
And obviously, you're going to just be keeping that one, aren't you, Nicole? You're not going to return it afterwards.
Oh, no. I probably won't wear it again, but, you know.
Seriously, we've talked about this before. My boyfriend's sister has continuous packages arriving at her house, and that company is pretty much... It's either that or the one that sounds like ASOS.
ASOS.
What about
yes.
the... What about...
I got a bum bag.
Like, I saw people at... Because it's near my house, I saw people at Wireless, yeah? If you can get the bum bag up to your, like, pretty much as much up to your neck as you could possibly get it. Okay? Because that's the look.
I actually think Reading Festival this weekend are going to set a record for the most amount of bum bags. That's my theory. Yeah. I think literally everyone's going to be on.
I think Wireless holds the current record this year.
I bet it does. One thing we've got to think about here is you're low on iron, aren't you? I was actually thinking that,
like, I can't be passing out, can I?
No. Well, pack some broccoli.
Bring the broccoli. I think you can take broccoli in. I mean, there'll be questions raised probably when you turn up as to what exactly is the plant in your Tupperware box, but you can just explain that you're low on iron.
Yeah, just use that as an excuse once again.
There she is, smuggling broccoli in, Scott.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's broccoli.
Yeah. Sniffer dog comes up. Yeah. Open your bag, please. Oh no, it's just broccoli.
Oh, you're funny, you know.
What do you want to get from Reading this weekend? Your personal experience, right? I know you're there to see the foods. What are you hoping for from it?
On the stage. That is my goal.
On the stage?
On the stage.
But how are you going to do that?
Stand on someone's shoulders. I don't know, I haven't thought that through yet.
Mm, it's incredibly ambitious.
Yeah. But sometimes, it has been known where Dave Grohl will get someone on stage with him.
I know, and it's going to be me this year. You watch.
Well, I really like that enthusiasm, and it'd be amazing if it happens.
Do you remember that boy who was on the stage? I can't remember what festival it was.
Alex.
Might have been Wireless, and he was on the stage.
Alex from Glasto.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about this, is that I think everyone thinks that they can do that situation now. Like, they've seen how famous he can get, and I reckon there'll be a lot of people thinking that they can do the same this weekend. And you're one of those people.
Yeah.
Because I've seen him, he's doing clothing deals now and all sorts. It's ridiculous.
I've been on Radio 1, like, where's my clothing deal?
Babe, we're all thinking the same. Look, some of us have been here years. Scott's been here literally decades. And Alex from Glasto swans in.
Where's our boohoo deal? Do you know what I mean?
Cool question.
Where's my range on very.co.uk? You mean?
Well, Nicole, Reading Festival this weekend, Reading in Leeds. Have an amazing time.
Thank you very much.
Why?
Scott Mills.
This is the Who game. There are things that are now firmly in the past, and that's why we give them an almighty ho! And it feels so good when you do it, right?
Yeah, a lot of the things that we talk about in this, it was a different time. Things fall by the wayside, don't they? Things become retro, old, but it's nice to revisit them. I mean, we all saw that CBBC thing last night, didn't we? Where they ranked all the old CBBC shows. Loads of people have been talking about this today. And there were some actual really bad decisions, but it just reminded me of a load of Who's, like the Demon Headmaster. Ho! The Queen's Nose. Ho! Everything. Arthur. Ho! I mean, there was loads there, but this is where we celebrate it.
So we've got a bunch of callers. We're going to go round and round and round until one of us can't think of another Who, or the dreaded timer appears, which means we're out of time. Generally, the idea of a timer. Let's play the Who game. Do you want to start or me?
Either or.
You go.
Okay. Heavy petting.
Who? What constitutes heavy petting? I've never really known what the boundaries are.
Yeah. When does petting become heavy petting? Because if I remember the sign in the pool, it was only heavy petting that they weren't keen on.
So that would suggest that some petting is fine.
Yeah.
But heavy petting not.
Fine lines. I think it's going to be a tricky conversation for us to have now to establish what the line is.
All right. Okay. If anyone knows, let me know. Me?
Yeah, your turn.
Ozzy Osbourne shouting, Sharon! Hey!
Great.
Sharon! There he is. Oh. Line one, who are you?
Ben from Basingstoke.
What have you got?
I've got wearing a Von Dutch trucker hat.
Oh, great girth on the who there as well. Great one. Von Dutch in general.
Yeah. Line two, who's that?
Danielle from Manchester.
Hey, Danielle, give us a who.
Hi. Groovy chick bang on the door.
What is groovy chick bang on the door?
When I was younger, I used to have like a bedding and curtains and pencils. She was like a drawing.
Oh my gosh, I've just seen a picture of Groovy Chick and then it's all just come back. That was everyone's pencil case.
That is an excellent who. So great who, we'd one. Forgotten about it.
Great one.
It's brought back to school, that.
I love ones where they just, something inside your brain just opens again. Incredible.
Line three, who's that?
Hi, it's Charlotte in Derbyshire.
Hey, Charlotte, go on then.
Sheila's Wheels.
Hey! Oh. They used to do gigs.
Sheila's Wheels?
Yeah. They played, I saw them at, I think it was London Pride.
Wasn't the premise quite offensive with Sheila's Wheels? Or have I
in what
not
way?
Remembered it right? I don't know, just the whole ethos of it felt a bit then.
Hang on, I've actually just found this. The ladies who enjoy
their cars. You know what I mean? Sheila's Wheels are
superstars. Just for the ladies. Girls beyond endurance, paying too much for car insurance. For bonds of car insurance deals. Girls get onto Sheila's
Wheels. Hey. 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 Mate, I've had a mare. I've done Snickers a misservice. I meant Yorkies. Oh.
Also, fake Australians.
Yeah. Oh.
Line four, who's that?
Hi. Jordan in Nottingham.
Yes, Jordan.
Creamy Milk Muck off of Dick and Dom in the Bungalow.
Hey! Great one. Creamy Muck Muck. That's a great one.
Going good so far. No one's run out of steam yet. We'll continue after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Who Game is now on BBC Radio 1. So far, our Whos have included Sheila's Wheels, Ozzy Osbourne shouting Sharon, and the Creamy Muck Muck game off of Dick and Dom. Strong.
Really strong.
Okay. Let's play again. Chris.
Paperclips. Ho! No one uses those anymore.
I think they do.
No.
I think they're still on.
Name me a job where you need to use a paperclip.
Our producer says he uses them.
You don't use paperclips. You think you do. They're old. You've never presented something to me with a paperclip.
He's
just stormed out.
He does this sometimes.
He does do this sometimes. It's kind of... Let's just crack on with
okay.
the game.
Me now?
Yep.
The Going Home song.
First things first, Going Home song. Who have we got? Emily, I think.
My name is Emily and I'm going home. My name is Emily, I'm from Dr. Paul. My name is Emily, and I'm with a man. My name is Emily, and I'm going home!
That's from when Greg was there in the afternoon.
He's back.
Oh, he's back.
Yep.
We know that paper clips exist.
You've just bought me paper clips. I'm aware that they exist. What I'm saying is that no one uses them anymore. There's no one listening right now that has any use for them. Other than...
No good just bringing a box in.
The only thing these are good for is plucking dust out of your phone.
Ben, back to you.
Gladiators, are you ready?
Yes.
Danielle.
The Wheeled Storm Raider. You aren't, Sean.
Big up, Gordon.
Aren't you mates with him?
Yeah.
You've got no friends! Oh, you want some?
Hey?
You want some?
Yeah. Well, the old Supply Mall, wouldn't
you? You want some?
What?
Are
you mates?
You want some?
They're fantastic. They're fantastic.
If you want some, I'll give it you. We're doing it, mate.
Love.
Charlotte.
Fame Academy. Hey!
Jordan.
Diana Vickers. Hey, hey, hey.
Yes, Jordan. She used to perform barefoot.
Why was that thing? Danielle.
Macassin slippers.
The what?
Macassin slippers.
Yours are so who, none of us know what they are.
Explain.
Oh,
what are they?
They're like really old man slippers.
Moccasin.
Moccasin.
You said moccasin. Right.
Yeah.
We got there in the end.
Moccasin, ho!
Moccasin, ho!
Well, there goes the timer. Okay, we've got to ramp it up. Jordan, quick.
Owl City. Hey!
Off of Fireflies. Chris.
Wags.
Ho! McFly Day on Chris Moyles.
Hey! Good morning, everybody.
What? Ben.
Putting a sticker of Fido Dido on the back of your car. Hey!
Danielle.
Lard. Ho!
Lard.
Well done.
Charlotte.
The bill. Hey!
Quick.
Jordan.
Fidget spinners. Hey!
Chris.
Wet willies.
Neck nomination. And we're out of time. There goes the timer. Nobody ran out of who's today. We were beaten by the timer. Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, Molly.
Hey.
Hello. Hello, Scott. Hello, Chris.
Hello. How's it all going?
Good. Grand. How are things with you?
Yes, very good. So you're 22 and you're an interior designer.
I am, yes. It sounds very professional, doesn't it? It does.
You've nailed that. Someone's doing well.
Thanks. It's good fun. It's something different. It's quirky.
22 and an interior designer, yes.
I think there needs to be... I mean, who is a celebrity interior designer that isn't a massive hoe? Because I think that used to be a thing ages and ages ago. Who's that one that does that? The, what's that show where they...
Changing Rooms.
Hotel,
hey!
The host of Instant Hotel. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm not even totally aware, probably. That shows how great I am at my job. But, not even aware of them. But
no, you wouldn't know him.
Maybe that should be you. Maybe you should become the famous interior designer, you know?
I mean, that's the plan, you know, goal in life, to be, like, 25 and be as big as, like, Kelly Hoppen and be a millionaire. That's the plan. Not there yet.
So
not there yet.
All of us.
I just want to shout out Instant Hotel on Netflix for being one of the best shows. It's epic.
It sounds great.
It's like Four in a Bed, but a lot better. And it's... Well, because it's got Australians in it, so immediately better.
But also, it's Australians.
I think it's like, you know, Four in a Bed, I love it a bit, but it does look a bit old, doesn't it? Whereas Instant Hotel is like really horrible people and but it all looks very glamorous and it's all shiny.
Yeah.
Mm,
it's like people's like quite plush Airbnbs and they all have to go around and rate them. It's an amazing show. Watch it. Okay. I have got for you today, Molly, on bangers. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear you're going out at the weekend with loads of people, right?
I'm planning to. I mean, people keep bailing, but I'm desperately praying to go out. Yeah, I did do it enough, so I'm hoping for the bank holiday. Yeah, to go out.
Sunday night,
you can go out. Classic.
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay, here's my banger.
Very good. Okay. A little dance in my car.
I love this. As we eke out the last bit of summer with Little Mix and CNCO, Reggaeton Lento.
Nice, good choice. I've gone the other way with bangers, and I think that's why this will make a good battle today, because I've gone really emo, really deep.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Oh, God, that is a different vibe, isn't it?
Different vibe. Depends what you're feeling. This is The Fray, How to Save a Life.
Oh, it's good.
They're both good.
Oh, it's hard. I mean, not going to lie, before I came on here, I was desperately edging to go towards Scott because you've been unlucky, mate, haven't you, recently?
No,
you haven't
I have, mate.
Enough. So I was edging towards you anyway, but then I was waiting for a real, you know, proper feel-good banger from Chris to sort of knock it out of the water. And yeah. I'm very sorry, I do love The Fray, but it's not really getting me in the mood to go out this Sunday, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to go with Scott.
Yes, Molly!
Boy, I can see the way you dance and move that body.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Reggaeton Lento by Little Mix and CNCO on BBC Radio 1 was my banger choice and it won, ha.
Yeah, good one. Yeah, sorry, don't be like that. Ah. There's a lot of people who wanted The Fray.
I know. Oh, seriously, look, they're all on.
That could have been good. I was well up for a sing-along, you know?
Maybe a little bit too emo for her, you know? Mm. Charlie from Devon, absolute shocking choice. Worst decision in history. Really? James from
Canuck?
That's
not true. There's been, look at the history of the world. There's been horrendous decisions in the past.
There have.
You cannot.
You can't put it up there. Choosing Reggaeton Lento over How to Save a Life.
Reggaeton Lento, Little Mix, and for ages you pronounce the band
Thinko.
To try and be authentic.
Yeah, that's what someone told me.
Little but Mix I think and Thinko.
Thinko, which is five in Spanish, of course. Someone wrongly told me that and made me look like an absolute tool.
Thinko. You even did it with the, like, not how you'd say it. You thought you were putting on
Thinko.
A bit of an you were putting an accent with it.
Thinko.
I really was. What an idiot.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1, that is Eve V, Icona Pop and Afrojack. Say, am I even saying that right? Eve.
Yeah, I think so.
Eves.
It's when you put on the accent.
Weaves. Eves. Y-V-E-S. Yeah, how are we saying that?
I think that's right.
Well, I've got it wrong before, as you just mentioned.
I think that is the song of the bank holiday.
It's good. We Got That Cool is my tune of the week. Lil Nas X, Dominic Fike, and new Paul Woodford coming up with Karen Hardin. And been doing it for the last few Thursdays, and they go down a treat, especially if you're from the area. We have got another Chris Stark Guide to Britain, focusing on another town or city in the next 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
Alex.
Hello.
So, welcome to the Chris Stark Guide to Britain. Where are we heading today?
We're heading to Bradford, West Yorkshire.
Okay, is this somewhere that you want to go on holiday to?
This is it's my hometown. I've lived here pretty much all my life, except for a few times when I've travelled away for uni and for travelling. But I'm back here now, and it always gets a really bad reputation, and it would be just great to hear it picked up a bit.
I know, that happens with a lot of places, though. What would you say if we were to ask most people three words that they would use to describe Bradford?
I'd say curry capital. Not the best, but a decent up and coming night out. And,
yeah, but you see, you're selling it at the moment. This is the thing. These are all good things that you're saying.
Fair point. Probably bad driving also, actually. Terrible drivers in Bradford.
Yeah, and you want it to be known for more than that, don't you?
I do, yeah.
So, to be fair, one of my exes is from Bradford. And I had quite a good night out there, and a banging curry.
It is the curry capital. I mean,
yeah. Well, don't give away too much of my guide far, because obviously
you're you're just doing his guide now. So.
You live in Bradford, and that's the thing. I think you're fed up, aren't you? Everyone keeps having a go about Bradford. I can hear it in your voice. You're a proud Bradfordian. You just want everyone to see Bradford for what it really is, and that's what I do. That's what I do with my guides, because in every town there's history, there's culture, there's stuff that goes on, and I think it's too easy to stereotype with towns.
There's good to be found in everywhere, you know?
And what I'm going to do for you, Alex, is I'm just going to roll Bradford in glitter for you and let everyone see it shine.
He's going to put it in a nice pair of sexy knickers. That's what he's going to do. We are finding this increasingly on the guide, that people want to kind of re-enjoy where they actually are from rather than going on holiday. We're getting these more now for people that have lived there all their life.
Yeah, people get complacent. They look at other towns. They go, oh, look at Leeds over there. They're building it all up. It looks great. New buildings, everything like that. Good night out. But I've got Bradford here. This is a bit like when footballers renew their vows after they've had an affair. They've thought about something different, but they've come back and it's like, actually, I'm going to show you now why I love you so much.
Don't be flirting with Leeds. You've got Bradford.
No need. And I'm going to make you so proud, Alex, that you could burst.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alex.
Hello.
Here we go. This, Alex, is your guide to Bradford.
Bradford, Bradford, Bradford. A city that in 2015 was voted the worst place to live in the UK. That was 2015. But a lot has changed in the world since then.
Yeah, a lot's changed in the world.
A jewel in the foothills of the Pennines. 8.6 miles west of Leeds, 16 miles northwest of Wakefield. To truly appreciate the Bradford of New, one must look back on its past. Bradford rose to prominence in the 19th century, a boom town of the Industrial Revolution.
Oh, not every time. Can we ban the Industrial Revolution, please?
Just ban the Industrial Revolution.
Oh, I'm just fed up of it.
It seems to have been prominent in every town that we've talked about.
Yeah, but I'm fed up of it.
And rapidly became the wool production capital of the world. Sadly, the textile sector in Bradford fell into decline from the mid-20th century.
Alex, it will get better, okay?
But Bradford adapted and has since emerged as a tourist destination. And
For who?
And what a destination it is. Scott, play some sexy music. Excluding London, figures show that Bradford is currently undergoing the biggest population growth in the UK. They are all at it. But what makes Bradford in particular so randy? Is there Viagra in the water supply? No. Is it the sexy locals? No, it isn't. Is it anything to do with curry? Well, maybe. Bradford has been named the curry capital of Britain for 5 years running. Scientists have suggested that the korma is a particularly good female aphrodisiac. In other studies, spices are said to increase heart and blood pressure to levels akin to one reached during arousal. But now, let me arouse you with a few facts about Bradford. Bradford has the king of water fountains. It's nuts. The fountains in City Park uses state-of-the-art technology, enabling jets of water to react to the movements of people as they go by.
Do you still want the sexy music? Or?
No, you can turn that off. All right, now. Then. Yeah, sorry, we're moving on. Mm-hmm.
And it's no surprise at all that tourists flock to Bradford. There's so much to do and see. If you look past the obvious, then Undercliff Cemetery is well worth a visit. Rammed with local history and is a Grade 2 listed heritage site. A recent claim to fame is it was used as a filming location in Peaky Blinders.
Oh, wow.
And get this, Alex, Bradford has even got its own Batman.
Yeah, you got your own Batman.
I'm amazed. I've never seen this Batman, but I suppose he's quite hard to find.
Cue the Batman music. It was absolutely incredible. It even made the news. Here, have a listen.
Tracked down, not in Gotham City, but in Wyke. This is Bradford Batman. He became an overnight star when he handed a known criminal into the police. But all is not what it seems.
The mystery figure who dressed as Batman and handed a wanted man in at a police station was later unmasked as local Chinese takeaway delivery driver Stan Warby, 39.
Why is he being Batman?
He dressed fully up as Batman to hand in the wanted, who happened to be a mate of his.
Is he okay, hon?
The whole thing was a bit odd, and I don't think he likes the fame of it anymore, so I think he might have retired. Hung up his bat suit.
Fine.
Speaking of locals, you know you're from Bradford when your best day out growing up was Hollywood Bowl, followed by Pizza Hut. You also know you're from Bradford when you're travelling past the M62 house and get that feeling as if you were on holiday. Do you know the M62 house, Alex?
I do, yeah. I mean, you can always tell the tourists because they'll always look at this house, which is in the middle of the M62 between the east and westbound carriages.
It's just there. and everyone drives past it.
The rumour has it they didn't sell the house, so they just built it around him.
I must have driven past that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how have we not spotted this before? And like, I'm assuming it's something old. But yeah, the M62 house, everyone seems to know about it. You also know you're from Bradford when you complain that there's nothing to do in Bradford, even though you know that there's an Alhambra Theatre, National Media Museum, Leisure Exchange, all of that, and Bradford's very own festival, the Glastonbury of Bradford, if you will, Bingley Fest.
Oh, we've been there.
We've been there. We've actually performed at that Bingley was the Fest
one,
as
that,
well.
That was the one where we turned up and we were like, we're here to do the DJing. It's Scott Mills and Chris Tart from Radio 1. And they went, who? Who?
Yeah, there was quite an... and the lady that was on the gate there...
Oh!
Yeah, she wasn't mad about letting anyone in, especially us.
She was like, well, are you from band? I was like, no, we're the DJs of Radio 1. Who?
No, she wasn't having any of it. Love her. So, Alex, everyone around Alex, people of Bradford, be proud. And everyone not in Bradford, stop constantly having to justify what a great city it actually is. Bradford is a good town. Bradford is a sexy town. And Bradford gave us Zayn Malik and Gareth Gates off the Kumars. And for that, we can all be grateful.
Alex, how do you feel now?
I feel... Oh, that was just phenomenal.
Aroused?
That was brilliant.
Are you aroused?
Just a tiny bit.
And that's what we wanted. That's what we wanted, yeah.
Well, I really hope that we've made you fall in love with Bradford, West Yorkshire, all over again, Alex.
You definitely have. You really have done your job there.
Scott Mills.
Please do some positive promo for Blackburn, says this person. Plus, it'll properly wind Jordan North up when you mention our Premier League win. Yeah. Still loads of people wanting these Chris Stark guides to Britain. They're very popular. Young team, Bugsy and H with Striker Pose. Earlier in the week, we spoke to one of our listeners who likes to go to the shop that rhymes with Waikia. You know where they have the fake living rooms?
Yes.
The show homes, if you like. There's always, like, pictures on the wall. But who are those people? So he takes out those pictures in the frames and puts ones of him in. And we thought, well, we could do that. So if you go on Radio 1 Twitter or Radio 1 Instagram, there are photos of us on there, perfect for replacing in the photo frames wherever. There's like four different photos there, and Lauren has done this already, haven't you, Lauren?
Yeah, I am.
So I saw your tweet. Explain what you've done.
So in our house, my mum and dad, like my stepdad, she got divorced a while ago, and she just hadn't taken the pictures down, and I saw your tweet saying, put these photos in. I thought this is the perfect opportunity while she's on holiday to put all these photos in.
Right, so we're now there.
Yeah, you are. You're part of the family now.
Right. We're next to pictures of your actual family.
Yeah.
It's great. It's so great. It's just so weird, but great.
And we've seen the picture of this, and we put it on our socials. I think we both did this, actually. And it is brilliant how we blend in, because there's just all the family photos in the family frames. It's almost like they won't even notice for ages that it's happened.
That's what I'm hoping. She'll not notice for a while.
So is she on holiday at the moment? When does she come back?
She comes back next Friday.
Okay, and the photos of your stepdad, who she's no longer with, have been replaced with us.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
good work. I'm all for that.
Right, thanks for doing it, and let us know when she finally twigs and finds out.
She'll find it funny, she'll probably leave.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. This is Chris Stark.
All right.
And this is a blatant plug for one of our other podcasts, which is really good. And it's called 24 Years at the Tap End Revisited. Basically, because podcasts are now booming in popularity, we've repackaged something we did on the show quite a few years ago for you to enjoy again. Or maybe you've never heard 24 Years at the Tap End before. It was stories from Chris's life from the last 24 years.
Yeah, and it's only because we know that lots of you would like this that we're mentioning it now, but well worth giving it a listen. Or if you heard them before and you enjoyed them, go and relive them all over again. Because I was listening to a couple of these, and it's weird when you hear them back. Like, I forgot so much of the stuff that we were doing on the show then, and how fun 24 Years at the Tap End was to do. And like the stories, I know it sounds a bit egotistical because we're involved, I found myself actually laughing. Like I was hearing it for the first time.
So if you enjoy this podcast, you will definitely, definitely enjoy this one. 24 Years at the Tap End Revisited, a little feature we used to do on the show back in the day. It's all there for you on BBC Sounds. If you type in the strange word, Kench...
Yeah, just go with it.
Honestly, we don't know. But K-E-N-C-H, Kench, and then you'll find 24 Years at the Tap End. Have a search around, you'll find it.
The Scott Mills Daily.